Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Evermore Proclaim. We're looking at this reality that Christmas reveals the song of your heart. And in that, we're looking at songs that we typically sing at Christmas time and looking at the theology that those songs teach, the areas in which they, you know, they point us to the scriptures and to these deep truths from the scriptures. And so we were kind of highlighting the song, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And, you know, the first line in there says, God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power. For we had gone astray, right? When we were gone astray, oh, tidings of comfort and joy. So we really leaned into that reality about, man, we have rest because Jesus was born on Christmas Day to save us from Satan's power. So we actually went to Revelation chapter 12 and we read about, you know, Satan the dragon and this woman who gives birth to the child, to Jesus. And we said, it's kind of like Christmas from a cosmic perspective, right? You're getting behind the scenes. Hey, what's going on? There's this war going on in heaven. And so we, you know, we kind of honed in on this reality of, hey, there is this devil, the enemy of our souls. And three things we said about Satan, you know, we talked through, okay, Satan is real. Let's just square with that, right? Some of us have no issue believing that, and maybe we even attribute too much activity to Satan in our lives, but others of us, maybe we functionally ignore him or even have a difficult time believing that's true in a modern age. We talked about, you know, Satan is real. You really can't be a follower of Jesus and take the Bible seriously without acknowledging that reality. We talked about how Satan is God's enemy, but he's not God's equal, right? The Revelation 12 does not paint Satan or anywhere in the scriptures is Satan painted as God's equal. He hates God. He hates Jesus. He hates God's people. But if anything, Revelation 12 just highlights, one commentator said, it highlights his futility, that he's trying to he tries to kill Jesus. He tries to accuse the people of God. He tries to bring death and destruction, but he is limited in his power and he ultimately does not accomplish what he wants. He's hurled out of heaven and we know that his end is destruction and that his time is short. And so he's maybe God's enemy, but he's not God's equal. And then we talked about how Satan is defeated. He is a defeated foe. That through the life, the birth, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, Satan has been disarmed. He has been defeated. He knows that. He knows that's his ultimate end, that when Jesus comes back, he's going to restore all things and make all things new and destroy the enemy once and for all. Death has been conquered. We have been bought back from sin. Satan does not have that power or authority over the lives of believers. We talked about how, you know, he accuses the people of God. That's what he does. But man, we get to speak back to him the truth of God's word. And so here's how this works, right? We got into this last part a little bit, right? Ephesians 6, Paul is talking about spiritual warfare. And he says that one of the things we're to do is to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So, you know, he talks about a lot of other things, right? The helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith. But the only, and people have, you know, a lot of people have noted this, the only offensive weapon that he talks about is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And so here's kind of how this works. You know, Satan, he lies to us. He tries to accuse us. You hear those thoughts in your head. And it may be a little bit different for everybody, but you know, those thoughts of you're not good enough, you're never going to change, you're a fraud, right? You may look a certain way to people, but deep down, you know what you are. God cannot save you. You are irredeemable, unforgivable, unlovable. All of these lies that when you know the word of God, you can take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word, and speak back to those lies, the truth of the gospel, and say, no. God tells me, I'm not defined by what you, Satan, or anyone else says about me, or even my own, you know, sometimes wicked thoughts about myself. I am defined by what God says about me. I am who you say that I am, Lord. And so God tells us that we are chosen and that we are redeemed and that we've been made new. and that we are adopted into his family, and that we belong to Christ. He says that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And so as the enemy shouts, right, you are a sinner, we hear Jesus say, man, I've called you saint, I've called you child, I've called you brother or sister, son or daughter. As the enemy keeps saying, right, you're broken, you are dirty, you hear Jesus saying, no, this one is healed, right, clean, forgiven. Jesus is our great high priest, the scripture says, and he's our advocate before the throne. And so the enemy has been defeated. Satan has been defeated, and we can walk in the victory that Jesus bought for us with his blood when he died on the cross and he took our sin on himself and paid the full penalty of that sin and then credits to us his righteousness through faith, by grace, through faith. And so I say all those things with maybe this one main point. I hope this Christmas season, I want you to set your mind on Christ, fix your mind on Jesus, celebrate the reality that God stepped out of heaven and took on flesh for us. And I also hope that one of the ways you're doing that, not just at Christmas time, but into the new year and every day, is to open up your Bible and read it for yourself. Listen to it. You know, the Bible app will read it to you, right? Listen to it, read it, study it, engage with the Word of God, and speak that truth into your, preach the gospel to yourself, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word, and combat the lies of the enemy in your life, in your heart, in your soul, with the truth of the gospel, the truth of God's Word, so that you can walk more healthfully in the victory that Jesus bought for you at the cross. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time just to pray for yourself today. Heavenly Father, thank you that you so loved us, that while we were sinners, Lord, Christ died for us. You sent Jesus for us. Lord, thank you that while we have an enemy of our soul who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus, you are greater, and you came that we might have life and life abundantly. And thank you that we are shielded, Lord, by you, your power through faith. And God, I pray for everyone who's listening today that we would take up the sword of the Spirit, that we would engage with your word on a daily basis and speak truth to those lies that we so often hear, Lord, that we might walk just in the victory that you've bought for us, Jesus. Pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Take some time now and pray for yourself.